It's Ben and Kelly, and this is a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Now, my wife and I found out this lesson several years ago when she was pregnant with our youngest, Zoe, and we almost burnt down our kitchen. But if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to throw water on a grease fire,
uh-oh,
you're doing okay.
Uh-oh. Yeah, there is a certain way you're supposed to extinguish that.
Yeah, and I get in the moment if a fire breaks out and you're like, oh my gosh, what do you do?
Water,
you pour water on it.
You throw water on it.
Right, exactly.
No,
so,
don't do that.
That's actually the worst way of handling a grease fire because it makes it sort of get
bigger.
Worse. Yeah, right, exactly. So this lady in Connecticut, she's kind of getting some attention on TikTok because she really had no idea when her frying pan went up in flames, so she put water on it, obviously, causing even more flames. She picked it up, then began running with it to get outside,
then threw it.
Because obviously there's flames and she slipped and she fell and all this stuff. Luckily, no one was crazy injured or anything like that. And the fire went out when the pan landed.
Fire! Pan fire! Hey, what am I doing?
Oh, no. Go outside!
What oh, no.
Do?
No.
Baby, I don't know what to do. Where is it?
It got put out.
Yeah, so kind of a crazy situation there. And, you know, obviously with a grease fire, and that's one of the things where it's like you got to know what type of fire you have.
Right.
Because that'll also determine how you put it out. But a grease fire, all you have to do is...
If it's on your stove, probably a grease fire.
Yeah, you just put a lid on it.
You suffocate it.
You take the oxygen away and it'll go out. Or you can... use a fire extinguisher or a fire blanket. I don't know if you have one of those handy or anything like that.
Right. But don't take the kitchen towel, though, and start waving it at it.
No, but water on a grease fire is no bueno. And that's literally like, you know, my wife was pregnant back with Zoe, and she was making popcorn on the stove. You know, we forget about it. The fire alarm starts to go off because, or the smoke detector starts to go off because it was burning, and you know she goes in, it starts to actually flame up. You know, there's fire, and you know she's just thinking, let's just get it out of the house, rather than like put the lid on it because again, it's like it's
in
all
the
happening
you panic
so fast.
And you can't think logically,
exactly.
Like you know, all those steps don't come to your brain.
I know. So, anyways, we were lucky that our entire house didn't burn down. But yeah,
she burned her foot though, pretty good.
Yeah, she did. She got like third degree burns on her foot. So
yikes.
She was in a wheelchair there for a little bit, and then yeah, I left about a weekend later to go to a football game. So you know that
perfect timing.
I know it was right around Thanksgiving. There was an Irish dance event that was happening. My sister-in-law came to like help driver and all this stuff.
I go
to a football game and
I'm gonna go to a football game. Are you
know
with that?
I know. And
you're
like,
good. You're
like
good.
The
right.
Optics now looking back on, I was like, all right,
not great.
Right, sure. Anyways, we're getting away from the setting the bar story, but
right.
Anyways, it's
don't use water to put
right,
out a grease
that's
fire. That's
is.
The lesson
that's
we're taking
lesson.
Away from this one.
Yes, yeah. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.